Unicorn inverted, a timely gift from the heavens. My salvation in a moment of despair and hopelessness, a canine came to me. Article by Christopher Boswell, March 14, 2019. Read by Patricia Lisi. A dog is the only thing on earth that loves you more than he loves himself. Quote by Josh Billings. A dark night of the soul. The story I am about to tell you is true. Apparently what I encountered is so rare that there are no pictures available. I found one, but it was not available for purchase. That means I won't use it. Many years ago, I had made several poor choices in a row. Yet again, I find myself in a bit of trouble. Ending up downtown without my vehicle, I began walking up the hill towards home. Despair surrounded me. Unemployed at the time, my mind raced around, touching on each insurmountable problem, then going to the next. My depleted intellect couldn't see any hope or way to the light at the end of the tunnel. It was a warm day, and I'd been walking up a steep incline. Deciding to stop in a small neighborhood, I was leaning back against a railing. My eyes were closed as I tilted my head back to receive the warm sunlight. I was watching those lava lamp-like lights that appear under closed eyelids while blocking out the bright sunlight. There was no gratitude within me at that moment. I was wallowing in my deep, dark black hole, completely unable to see anything of value in my life. I was calling out to God, "Please help me." And then it happened. A kind reframing from the heavens. Something brushed up against my leg while a warm and wet object simultaneously touched my hand. It startled me out of my painful trance, and I looked down to see what had happened. It was a face of a wonderful dog looking up at me. It seemed to be smiling. My heart lightened quickly as a sigh escaped my bowels. My joyful reaction was to reach for him, hoping to enlarge the experience with touch. But as soon as he appeared, the wonderful canine moved on before I could make contact. I watched him hop away while feeling astonishment. He only had one leg. He hopped over to a tree, then leaned against it. That's the only way he could stop, finding something or someone to lean on. As he leaned against the tree bark, his tail wagged ferociously as he scanned the park for his next victim. Soon he spotted a young girl and was off to make another contact. He joyfully hopped towards her. There was only one word to describe what was inside him, perpetually overflowing and being shared with whomever he could find. Joy! Back in my brain, here is what the dialogue looked like. It said to me, "Oh my God, that poor dog." And it continued, "He only has one leg. Why is he so happy? Doesn't he know he's missing three legs?" As I continued to watch him, I felt a tear escape the orbit of my left eye. My body began to shudder. Hyperventilating, I began to cry. Light at the end of the tunnel. While wiping a tear from my cheek and trying to gain my composure, I kept my eyes on him. He circled the park several times, holding my hand out. I was hoping for another chance to pet him. It was futile. Again, my brain. "Doesn't he know he should be miserable?" I thought. It was then I realized this was a divine moment. As I continued to watch him, I felt my anxiety lessen. He hopped away toward the street, where a car door opened, and he jumped in, disappearing inside. The car started and began to move. Just like that, he was gone. Looking around to see who was there, I noticed a few people. The event had not seemed as profound to them as it did to me. Looking back up at the sun, closing my eyes once again, suddenly I was transformed. I thought, a dog with only one leg knows more about living a joyful life than I do. Now I felt ashamed. An intervention. As I tried to make sense of the experience and my thoughts and reaction to it, I realized something. At the exact moment the little dog appeared, I had been praying for God to help. Continuing to examine, I wondered why I thought my idea of misery should be universal. I began to realize how self-centered I was being. I had all my limbs. Everything worked. There were people who I loved and who loved me. I had a dog myself, waiting for me to get him from the pound. I had a dog myself, waiting for me to get him from the dog pound. Another story. A home, a car, a beautiful sister, a mother and father, even a job offer waiting for my decision. Apparently, I was connected to something else, a higher power who had answered my prayer, sending help. There were also passions in my life, like photography, writing, painting. How could I have gotten so low? That was it. Enough reality. Wiping my face again, I set back out, walking towards home. Realization and determination reappeared within me. I could begin again. I've written what I set out to. I better run. I hope you found some value in this article. Until next time, cheers, Christopher Boswell. Copyright Christopher Boswell, 2019, all rights reserved.